Assalamualaikum everyone, hope you are doing great. Welcome to episode 16 of Coffee Time with Technology. This time I've chosen a very interesting 100 innovation from the 100 2020 innovation list. This innovation is known as the Global Minds Initiative. What is it? It's an initiative for the youth, created by the youth. This was formed by a high school student named Clean. The main purpose behind the initiative was to tackle the problem of cultural intolerance and discrimination through after-school programs scheduled once every week. This was specifically for English language learners and non-native speakers for English. Through structured activities for English students, help other students improve their spoken English. As a result, the native English speakers get to know about the cultures of other students. The organization, though itself, serves as a support to the entire education system. It aims to create global leaders. Global Minds has currently 22 chapters in 50 countries and around 1,062 students. So what are the basically the benefits of this program? After going through this website, I think it aims to help students improve their academics by providing tutoring and support. It equips them with the skills and knowledge to become global leaders. They develop a strategic partnership that helps them to gain both personally as well as academically. Global Mind builds leadership skills and abilities along with confidence while engaging kids in various leadership opportunities that are created by the students for the students. Participants meet various inspiration leaders, they participate in various community service projects, and they identify issues within their communities. Global Minds provides the students to work and learn outside the classroom by engaging with various non-profit organizations and community leaders. Another important area that the Global Mind works towards is bringing harmony between students of different cultures, bridging the gap that exists among students. They create activities related to international tolerance, international relations, diversity, human rights, and sustainable development. Global Minds also encourages the students to share about their culture and identities. Through this, they learn to value others' cultures, their experience, language, religion, and tradition. Global Mind creates an inclusive environment where every child feels safe to share their ideas and they always feel welcome. Okay, so how does this work? Native English language speakers work with teachers and provide 1 hour of individualized after-school support once a week to students. Students participate in various activities that are linked to intolerance, human rights, diversity, and sustainable development and inclusiveness. They also tackle issues related to Islamophobia. Through mutual discussions, students overcome stereotypes and prejudice to achieve mutual respect. Instead of isolation and alienation, they link students through trust and friendship. One of the community projects mentioned on their website is the Mural Project of Pittsburgh. It was created in partnership with Wilkins Community Center, Sprout Fund, and Pittsburgh Cares. It represents the immigration unity, welcoming people from global community to Regent Square. Almost 50 students from 26 countries speaking 16 different languages created this mural by painting and creating together. As part of a global potluck, students engage with the community, they partner with refugees and immigrant organizations and showcase, celebrate cultural diversity. Students have experiential learning days where they visit different culture centers. 30 students and 2 teachers were able to eat Syrian lunch with community members, gained some perspective about Islamic history and achievements, and viewed a call to prayer. Other than this, Global Minds also conducts field trips, holds a speaker series, and has partnered with Prize to initiate summer art activities for students to share through Expression Tha. So what are my positive observations about this whole program? One, I think you can easily join by either volunteering, becoming a partner, donating, or opening a new chapter in your area, in your school, I mean. Second, the idea I think can be easily replicated in schools. They could connect students with Global Mind students and initiate a work on a joint project related to diversity, inclusiveness, tolerance, and sustainable development, which we which we need in Pakistan. Third, there's no cost involved in the moment. It looks voluntarily. I think students from either middle or high school could be encouraged to participate in their projects or initiate community service projects with them. There are a number of positive stories shared by students whose confidence has improved and they were able to add value to their school by joining Global Minds. One of the students shared his school was diverse, but they did not share much. Now they had come together because of the Global Minds initiative. Another student shared that through Global Minds, students get to meet students going through the same thing. They get to talk and learn about student culture. What are the points that we need to ponder here? I think one, what are the sort of the community service projects we want the students to work on? what are the topics, subjects that could be linked to this project, how many groups could be formed, how many students can be part of each group, how many teachers could be part of this project, how are you going to actually initiate it, do the schools have all the responses, who will take the lead on this, and who will going to make the curriculum connections. Those are some of the things that I'd like you to think before you ask your students to join these projects. Conclusion, I think it looks pretty interesting to me. Apparently, there are no issues and anyone can join easily by filling the application form which is available online. Students in our school in Pakistan hardly get a chance to work outside the classroom and learn something beyond our classroom boundary walls. Such projects could enhance their learning, build their confidence and also help them emerge as global citizens. Students can work as partners on projects with other schools. The link to the website is mentioned below. I hope you liked episode 16 of Coffee Time with Technology. Go ahead and explore the Global Minds Initiative. And I'll see you again with episode 17 soon, inshallah. Take care. Goodbye. Al-Hafiz.